Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Another violent week in Chicago with dozens of people shot, at least 13 of them killed. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
A handful of teenagers was among at least 63 people who were shot over the weekend. One of them, a 15-year-old, was killed. Police say Terrence Malden was walking on 98th and Hoxie in the Jeffrey Manor neighborhood Friday afternoon when someone in a passing car shot him. Meanwhile, early this morning, Illinois State Police say a woman was wounded when someone shot at the car she was in on the outbound Dan Ryan Expressway near 47th Street. All of the city's weekend murders happened on the south and west sides. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A summer tradition's trying to make a comeback in the age of COVID.
The Chicago Park District will show movies in the park this summer, but with strict capacity limits. The Movies in the Park series starts tonight with Sonic the Hedgehog at Seward Park and runs through Monday, September 11th. All in all, there will be 45 screenings every weekday. The Park District says entry will be on a first-come, first-served basis, and capacity will be limited to 100 people. People who do attend should wear face coverings, remain seated with their party, and keep their distance from others. Rob Hart, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
When talking about testing for COVID-19, one expert suggests this morning that many lives could be saved if tests were processed more quickly.
Jaylene Garradin, a Northwestern Medicine disease modeling expert, says in Illinois, it is estimated that only about 15% of COVID-19 cases are being tested and counted. She believes if testing rates get up to 50% or more, improving turnaround time would make an even bigger difference in lives saved. She says the turnaround time for test results in the state varies drastically. In hospitals, under a day, but commercial labs' turnarounds can be as long as 4 to 7 days. And the Illinois Department of Public Health can turn around tests within a day or two, but if testing sites are sending samples to them via UPS, that testing turnaround time can still be too long. Dave Marcette, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The 300-plus players now are awaiting official results of the 38th Illinois State Disc Golf Championships. After concern, the two-day tournament that took place in Lockport over the weekend would not happen this year because of the pandemic. But it did, with tee times at Lockport's The Canyons spread apart in a limit of 4 players and a group. Assistant Tournament Director says one reason he likes what many people call frisbee golf is the cost versus traditional golf.
Disc golf across all Chicagoland courses is free to play. I mean, it's all on city property, park districts, and things like that. There's only a couple of private courses, so it's totally free to play. So that's a huge factor.
At the 38th Illinois State Disc Golf Championships, hand sanitizer was available, and some players chose to wear a mask. He had an unusual outfit and an unusual getaway vehicle. The feds want your help finding the guy who robbed a West Suburban Bank on Saturday.
A man pulls up to the front door of the Glen Ellen Bank and Trust on Roosevelt Road, just east of Main Street, on a bicycle, robs the place, and takes off. However, authorities have a pretty good lead on this one. He was caught on security video from various angles, and his outfit, well, it was a cross between Indiana Jones, a cowboy, and a construction worker. In pictures, which you can check out at WBBMNewsRadio.com, the man, who appears to be around 50 years old, is wearing a wide-brimmed, light-colored hat, a red bandana, shorts, and a long-sleeve t-shirt, and a yellow and orange reflective vest. Feds say he did not show a weapon, and no word on how much money he rode off with on his bicycle. In Glen Ellen, Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The pandemic has forced many companies to cancel internships, leaving college students and recent graduates with nothing to do. do. Now a job search platform is encouraging them to put that time to good use.
While internships and hiring may be on hold for now, they will come back, assures Tallow CEO Casey Welch. And soon enough, companies will be looking for new talent.
Everybody's going to see a gap in their resume, and they're going to look at it and say, what did you do during that time?
He suggests students and recent graduates take online courses to develop new skills, earn certificates, put their resume together, and ask people to mentor them.
Build that profile out and share links to them, people that you know, people that you would like to know, and say, hey, do you mind taking a look at this? Could you maybe give me some advice? You know, people have some more time on their hands.
Tallow, which Welch describes as LinkedIn for the next generation, is participating in a virtual job shadow week this week. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.